Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 13th day of July, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and talk with me today. It is currently 78 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of 86 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Just a beautiful summer day. No complaints, no chemtrails that I've seen so far today, which always makes it a better day. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here today. A professor's 19-year crusade to end Miranda warnings because they're handcuffing the cops. Oh, you got to love it. And we're going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat. Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, professors, 19-year crusade to end Miranda warnings because they're, quote, handcuffing the cops. This is from Mass Private Eye, sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye. And again, you know, we're talking about something that it's hard to talk about because it just really can't exist. If our law is in place, the Miranda warnings, since at least 1998, a former prosecutor and deputy attorney general turned professor has been claiming that the Miranda warning handcuffs the police. In 1998, University of Utah professor Paul Castle wrote a report titled Handcuffing the Cops, Miranda's Harmful Effects on Law Enforcement. And there should be no need for Miranda. Everybody should know the Bill of Rights, and it's a simple thing to know. It's simple to grasp and understand what your rights are and where you stand. And all Miranda comes down to is your fifth article, you know, not giving evidence against yourself. But then again, by the time you're in custody of these police that can't exist because it's actually forbidden. They can't exist. You can't have a policing force over the people. Now, if you were, you know, a civil crime in the common law, if you, you know, you're going to, when you get the warrant for your arrest or you get the indictment, you read it and you respond to it. It's that simple. Or you don't respond. You keep your mouth shut. But, I mean, we're so far out of kilter. We're so far off the mark of where we're supposed to be that, I mean, this is actually something we're talking about today. Castle's report claimed that since the Miranda versus Arizona ruling, convictions and confessions have dropped dramatically. Well, I bet they have. But I mean, what should be read is not Miranda, but the goddamn Bill of Rights. And nobody should be held to answer until they understand the son of a bitch. Because that's where your rights are. This here is just another state created placebo for due process of the law. Fast forward to 2017. Let's see. Oh, because of the restrictions, there are 2,800 fewer convictions for violent crimes, 79,000 fewer for property crimes, and 500,000 fewer for other crimes each year. And you know, you're talking about convictions, and we understand that this abortion, this abomination of what justice is supposed to be in this country. How many people are sitting in jails that were convicted that didn't do a goddamn thing? Or are there for victimless crimes because they smoked a joint or they took some drugs or what might have you that are forbidden by, a government that can't forbid you to put anything in your body that has no authority to do any of this shit. See, you're talking apples and oranges, 79 fewer property, 1,000 fewer property crimes and 500,000. But how many people are sitting in jail in this prison country anymore? I mean, we have it mentions in this article that we have the most people incarcerated on this damn planet. How many, I mean, but this professor, this person who seems to care about the law, he doesn't care about that aspect. He is an ex-prosecutor. It would be so much easier if we just pointed and you're guilty. I mean, we, here where I live, man, it was quite a few years ago, but the district attorney had gotten so bad down here, and he came out and made the statement in the local newspaper that they don't arrest anybody that isn't guilty. Wow. Fast forward to 2017, where Castle and economics professor Richard Fowles, claimed that police could solve 20% more violent crimes and 11.6% more property crimes if only they weren't handcuffed by Miranda. No, what they could do is force confessions out of people that could not be withdrawn because goddamn, in Chicago, we know that they have facilities there where they've been torturing people. So, of course, we should Again, you know, I hate to say to keep Miranda. Miranda is bullshit. It shouldn't exist, but people should know their rights, and they should have their rights under the common law to a process that they understand, and they wouldn't have to, they wouldn't need a Miranda warning. They would understand right out the gate what their rights were and where they stood and what their responsibilities were under the law. The professors say their research suggests that the reduced rate stems not from the warning about the right to remain silent, but from Miranda procedures that generally prevent police from questioning suspects in custody unless they agree to be questioned. But the first place, there is no questioning in the common law. You get, if somebody has an allegation against you, they take it to the neutral court, to a neutral judge, and they show through two sworn affidavits, they show a probable cause to detain you. And you get to read those warrants, and you get to see exactly what's being said about you, and you can respond or not respond. You can say, well, I think you're going to need an indictment, which means they take those allegations for the preliminary process to a grand jury. And that grand jury has the authority to investigate, to come to a finding of the best they can, a finding of fact. And if they cannot find that you would be convicted if you offered no defense, then they have to just say, well, this is dismissed. There's no true bill here. But if a true bill is, an indictment is presented, then they have to put the evidence that they went down into that indictment. This is what we're going on. And we think that if you didn't offer any defense, that you would be convicted under these circumstances. And then you get to read it. But you don't, somebody doesn't get to come up and grill you and try to make evidence to get you to produce evidence for them. They don't get to do that. In the court, you can come into the court. And then, I mean, you listen, think about what these two so-called professors are saying and what the reality is. You come into the court, you go up on the stand. Now they really have, they can come and question you because you're in litigation. But if they come and question you and they say, well, weren't you, you know, at 5th and Main at 12:35 a.m. on August the 9th, you can say, and even if you were there, what do you do? What do you, ooh. You don't, you've been watching these politicians, haven't you, who cannot claim the Fifth Amendment because they're operating within the administrative admiralty. It's like a soldier trying to claim the Fifth Amendment. You can't do it. You answer the goddamn question. That's an order, buddy. But you just go, I refuse to answer that question on the grounds that it might incriminate me. And I mean, you cannot be forced to answer that question. And they know you cannot be forced to answer that question. They know what the goddamn Fifth Amendment is. It's just that they had been, you know, got to the point to where they're interrogating people, and they wanted, their illegal cops want to come in and start interrogating people with zero authority to do so. They are not a litigant in any case. They have sworn no affidavits. They have no information. They're there trying to make a case for the state who cannot charge an American national. So again, this is all balderdash. The professors say their research suggests the reduced rates stem from the warning about the right to remain silent, but the Miranda procedures that generally prevent police from questioning suspects. Well, no, why? I mean, it would have to be voluntary because the fact is there is no policing forces over the goddamn people in this country. To Castle, Miranda versus Arizona was the most damaging blow inflicted on law enforcement. And here we go, law enforcement. There is no law enforcement. The people are the law enforcement. Our constables and our sheriffs, they are there to assist us in exercising our own authority in our own jurisdictions. There is no force out there enforcing law on the people. Because there is no law to enforce on the people. There is just my rights and your rights, and we litigate those within the common law. But this is the police state, and I mean, this is them standing out and go, yeah, we control you. We are governing you. You're not self-governing. We are a governing body that governs you. And we've come right down to we're going to govern you right in your private lives. We're going to come in your houses, in your bedrooms, and we're going to govern your children. We're going to take your children. I'm going to come to your house, and I want to take your Man, you know how long that lasts? What would happen if that, at my house? You came here, you want to talk to my child without me? What'd you say? Oh, I've come here, I'm a child or whatever, protective, whatever in the hell you are. And I've come here, I want to talk to your child away in private. Really? Boom! That's how fucking fast it would happen, people. I kid you not. And this is what we're supposed to be. We're not supposed to be coolies, kowtowing at the feet of our masters. Our children are our children. Our properties are our properties. You come to F with them, we got the right to blow you right out of your goddamn boots. And this, I mean, I've read a lot of stories like this. You know, that we're, and I've talked to people this has happened to. They come to your house and want to talk to you. You want to talk to my child? You've come here to tell me something, you son of a bitch. I mean, probably, I don't know, man. It might make me so mad I wouldn't even just shoot. I'd want to take a knife or something to him and take my time to make and talk to him while I'm doing it. You have no, you talk to my child, talk to this buddy and cut. This is, I mean, this is how far we are removed from what we're supposed to be. I mean, the outrage that I'm expressing here, that should be just as common as the sun coming up in the morning. It used to be. You know, you want to get yourself killed, F with somebody's family, and they'll kill you. That's what it used to be in this country. You're going to come and talk to my child. Away, I want to talk to your child. You know, in the hospitals, too, I noticed that. And now, when you got like when a woman goes in to have a baby, they have some son of a bitch come in there and wants to sit and talk to your wife or your spouse. And, you know, then they're going to ask him, oh, does he beat you? You know, get him away from you because you're a dangerous son of a bitch. I'll tell you what, it would have never flown in my world. Never. I would have knocked, I don't give a shit. What the, I guess it comes down to just afraid people being scared again. Cowardly. You're afraid. I don't care what the consequences are. You will not bring me down to that level. I am a sovereign of this nation. I'm a king, you son of a bitch. You won't talk to my children without me. And you're not talking to them anyway. I don't even know you. You better get the hell away from me as fast as you can before I go off. Because that's what's fixing to happen. I mean, I see the outrages day after day after day. And, you know, reading the articles and stuff. And, you know, just come in. You might take my children, but I'll be a dead son of a bitch before you do. You better understand that. And I'm going to try and kill you in the process. And as many of you as I can. I'm an American, by God. If Castle has his way, no one will be given Miranda warnings. We shouldn't need them. I mean, this is so, like I said, this is so 180 from what it's supposed to be. Since at least 1998, Castle has been filing briefs across the country trying to overturn Miranda. I mean, this guy here just needs to be taken out in the public square. I mean, and I'm telling you, I would take, if the common law was present, somebody trying this shit, I would take him into the court. I mean, I would file against him. I'd file my affidavits. I'd bring him into court for espionage. I'd bring him into court for treason because this is treason and espionage. You're trying to remove the rights of the people. And I guarantee you, and where I live here, I could get 12 people to agree, man, Henry, you ought to get a horse whip that son of a bitch in the public square. I'm down for it. This is what this man needs, and the whole town needs to show up and listen to this bitch scream as you're taking that cat of nine tails to his ass. This is how far we are removed. I mean, that I'm telling you, one generation ago, for me, I guess it's been quite, I'm getting old, but my dad's generation, I cannot imagine anybody walking up to my dad, well, even me, nobody's ever done that to me, and they never would. You better be ready to kill me right there on the spot, because something's going down. You try to come in and say you have some authority over my family. Oh, my goodness. In 1999, a 1999 article in the American Prospect warned that Castles could be influential in shaping our country's legal system. There is no legal system here anymore. There is no law here anymore. We understand that here in the trenches. Well, I mean, we were, you know, going back and forth yesterday, and, you know, this is really what it comes down to. You know, we were talking about property and holding property. Possession is 9/10 of the law, and it's 9/10 of the common law. But we're at the point to where if you're going to possess it, you better be ready to blow somebody's ass away because they're going to try and take it from you. They're going to come up and tell you, I have the authority. Well, no, you don't. Boom. That's where we're at. What the professors are really advocating for is to give police more powers to intimidate people into admitting to a crime they may or may not have committed. And that, again, you know, here we are talking about this. These police can't even exist. This is the standing army that our forefathers warned us about. and it is omnipresent and in our faces. And, you know, they talk about, well, it's the police. No, it's a standing corporate army. I mean, I look at that soldier over there in full military gear with an automatic M16. That's a soldier. No, that's the policeman. Well, there ain't no policeman in this country. We had peace officers. We conducted our own inquiries into the law. We conducted our own trials. We conducted our own investigations. And there's no police. I mean, Patrick Henry didn't say govern me or give me death. He said give me freedom or give me death. What gets me about this is, you know, that our government. I mean, how many times do you see that a day? Our government. Or how many times do you hear it a day? Our government. It's not our government. We can't have a government. We have a body called the government, but they were for governing a handful of limited issues, very limited issues, and never, ever, ever in our private lives, and never, ever, ever were they to have any authority over the individual. None. Unless you were in time of service in the militia, when the militia was called forward. That was the only time. A public official was the lowest son of a bitch on the totem pole. It was somebody who couldn't really make it out there in private life, so he sold himself into bondage. He became a public servant because, well, you know, it's better. It was like, you know, equivalent to welfare. You can't make it on your own, so there you are. And now we're actually reading shit like this, and people are entertaining these, like, well, we got to keep Miranda. No! Miranda's got to go. It's at the police. If the police ain't there, you don't need Miranda. If somebody wants to make an allegation against you and you know your rights within the Bill of Rights and in the common law, man, you've got it taken care of. You don't even need a lawyer. And boy, that's the one that scares them the most. They are the ones that have taken away our legal system, removed our legal system, removed justice, removed liberty, and removed freedom. And what's the first thing somebody does when they go, oh, man, they're coming after me? You don't say, you have no authority to come after me. This is what we were talking about yesterday. Pick up your gun. You just don't. You're like any other son of a bitch that, you know, that's coming down the railroad tracks and think you can walk in my goddamn house. You have no authority. You have not gone to a common law court because you've removed the common law court, so none of it can be legitimate. You can't make it legitimate, and you can't do it anyway because you couldn't go to a common law court as an agent of the government because the government never had any such authority when it come to the people, only the people with one another. Below is an excerpt taken from Section 4 of Castle's Handcuffing the Cops report. Many criminal cases, even when investigated by the best qualified police departments who can exist. That's where it should stop right there. This is where, nope, yep, boom, nope, you can't have that. That is a violation. You cannot, that is a removal of the law. No, by God, you can. And I might as well shoot it out with you because if the law is removed, this is tyranny. In your face, tyranny. It can't be anything else by definition of the language. Investigated by qualified police departments are capable of solutions only by means of an admission or confession from the guilty individual or upon the basis of information obtained from the questioning of other criminal suspects. Boy, this sounds like Russia, Soviet Russia, now doesn't it? It wasn't that long ago, people. In the 70s is when they were finally, here where I live, where they were removing the common law courts. And removing the common law jurisdiction. That ain't that long ago. Before that, I mean, they were doing it all along. They, you know, since the War Powers Act, they've been using it sparingly with people they could get away with it with. But at some point in the ballgame, when you're going to have a totalitarian dictatorship, you have to say, well, we're up to dictating now. We're not going to explain anything. We own you, okay? You come, when we say jump, you say how high. But here you have, oh, man, this guy here. This is supposed to be a professor in law. Go ahead.
We're dealing with bandits and marauders.
Yes. Man, when you're going down the road and the popo lights come up behind you. That's a highwayman pulling you over to empty your pockets, right? I mean, if you was riding a horsey back in the day and somebody starts, stop, I have a gun. You turn around and you blow them out of their saddle. You ain't robbing me, you son of a bitch. And you wouldn't really care back then. You got a star, but then you're a criminal with a star. Boom! Put a hole in that star. The court reasoned that since an inmate was already in... Oh, what the hell did I lose there? I missed something there. Sorry about that. Oh, Castle's crusade goes hand in hand with a 2017 appeals court ruling that allows private prisons... Here we go. Private prisons. What's wrong with that statement, people? Private prisons to question inmates. And, you know, under when they become private prisons, they fall under the Uniform Commercial Code. And then people like the bunnies, how can they just... They can't do this. Well, yeah, they can. They can't, but they can, because they've got a different set of law they're bringing up, is trying to portray as above your goddamn rights in the common law. But when they do that, I mean, there's no debating it. You're right there to that possession is nine-tenths of the law thing. It is. But you're going to have to hold that possession because they're coming to take it by force. And that comes down to kill or be killed. The court reasoned that since an inmate was already in prison, they are used to being in a confined place with restrictions as opposed to a free person held by corporation. That's what that blows me away. That people can't see that. That you cannot have a corporation holding people in goddamn bondage under the guise of law operating under a separate body of law known as the Uniform Commercial Code. Because I've read the Uniform Commercial Code, people, from beginning to end. And guess what? There ain't no Bill of Rights in there. There's just, all it talks about is property. And that's what you and I are treated as when we go into these admiralty administrative courts. We're property to be disposed of to the benefit of the, well, the corporate owners. To the benefit of the shareholders. Not due process of the law, justice, and liberty. No, profits to the shareholders. That's all it is considered in these courts. And the main shareholder is that son of a bitch sitting up there pretending to be a judge when he's actually sitting on the bridge of his pirate ship as captain of a pirate ship. Taking away Miranda warnings will lead to more people being arrested nationwide just to keep the $100 billion industry running smoothly. Yes, sir! You hit that one on the head, buddy. You got that one right, Joe. Because that's what it's all about. And your boy Trump, you know, Mr. Justice and all America, America first in the Constitution. That's a billion-dollar industry, just like the drug war industry, a $40 billion industry. I mean, that's the last time I checked. That's been years. Probably up to $100 billion by now. But that's an industry. And he's there for industry. He lied to you. Americans lead the world in incarcerating people. Imagine that. Land of the free and home of the brave. Imagine a future where police don't tell a suspect they have the right to remain silent. They don't have to tell me. You know what? I learned my rights, and I taught my children their rights. As I was taught my rights by my dad, and he was taught by his dad. And my mom the same way. My mom knew her goddamn rights, you better believe it. And she knew that her rights, if they were violated, she'd shoot somebody. My mom, I guarantee you, she'd pull that .38 out of her purse and blow somebody's ass away if they tried to violate her, what she knew was her goddamn rights. It was just common. It's not that long ago, people. But now people just kowtow. They drop to, oh, please don't get me. F you. You have no authority. What are you doing here? You're just another goddamn bully on the playground. I'm going to mash your goddamn nose. Americans lead the world in the number of people behind bars, and if the DOJ decides to eliminate Miranda, we can expect to see a lot more than 11. It doesn't matter, Miranda. Goddamn, don't try to pretend like that has anything to do with it, Joe. Because it don't. Hell, man, Miranda's just one facet in a thousand-facet diamond, isn't it? Whether they read you your rights or not, they just go, the guy can come up and go, I mean, how many cases have we seen? We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll pick this up on the other side. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. We'll be right back.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original E-Juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
Head high, protest line, freedom scribbled on your sign. Headline, New York Times, standing on the edge of a revolution. Hey, hey, just obey your secret with the NSA, in God we trust, or the CIA, standing on the edge of a revolution. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1240 Pacific time, and that was Nickelback with Edge of Revolution. And we're there. We're over the edge. We should be. We should have done this a long time ago. A drawing for From the Trenches. Mary is sponsoring a drawing for From the Trenches World Report and has provided four prizes. The first drawing will be for a pair of Midland Talker two-way radios. Nice radios. The second drawing from our sponsor, Doom and Bloom, will be the Survival Medicine Handbook by Joseph and Amy Alton and a Lumenade solar lantern. And what a cool little toy, man. I mean, not a toy, but wow, what a cool thing. The third drawing will be for Curing the Incurable by Thomas E. Levy and Only by Blood and Suffering by Lavoie Finnegan. The fourth drawing, also from our sponsor, Doom and Bloom, will be for, she sent two of the books, for the Survival Medicine Handbook by Joseph and Amy Alton and a SWAT T tourniquet. Every dollar donated equals one entry in the drawing. All those who have donated since the last drawing are automatically entered unless they specifically ask not to be. The drawing will be held Friday, July 28, 2017, in the final segment of The Word from the Trenches. We extend our thanks to Mary for providing the prizes. All donations are needed and appreciated. Good luck to all those who step up. And I heard Spike in his bottom of the hour break, man, he let loose, and he's right. He is right. You know, I've thought about it, and you know, there are people out there, and there's, man, somebody has to do something. And back before, I mean, we were, you know, punching the truth through. Before we stepped up into the crosshairs to say, we're going to tell it all, and we're not going to hold nothing back. There were people out there going, man, God, we need somebody so bad. We need somebody so bad. And then somebody steps up. And then while we're asking, hey, help us out a little bit. And then it's just a, whoa, it fell right down the priority list, way down to the bottom and clear off the page of the priority list. Oh, whoa, it's being done now. I don't actually want to help with it. I don't want to sacrifice anything to it. I'd like to see it happen because it has to happen. They're going to kill me. I mean, we're up here. I've talked about this before. I can see it now. The militia going into the field. And, you know, you have people out there fighting and say, man, we need food for them. We need some of what you got there. Oh, no, I want the freedom. I just don't want to give up anything for it. I want somebody else to do it. And then I can sit on my ass, and I can bend with the wind, and I can prosper from the blood of other people. Step up and help. I don't understand it no more than Spike does. Like he said, man, people who would step up and do this, man, we should be treated pretty goddamn good, I think. Anyways, back to our jurisprudence. For the day, federal court to rule if monkey owns the copyright for his selfie photos. This is from the Oregonian. It was sent in by Brandon Ward for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And we could just laugh this one off. I mean, it's kind of a funny one. You know, they showed the monkey smiling and all this stuff. But this isn't funny because there's evil intent behind it. A circus monkey with a toothy grin and a knack for pressing a camera button was back in the spotlight Wednesday as a federal appeals court heard arguments on whether an animal can hold a copyright to selfie photos. And what you don't see is what is coming from the other angle. And that is that these Zionists, I mean, they'll tell you. I mean, it's in their Talmud. You're a goyim. You are a soulless animal. And I mean, as you see police dogs being elevated to police officers, and if you kill a police dog, you killed a police officer. They are elevating animals up to bring you down because you can't bring the animals up. You can only bring the people down. An animal has no rights. I'm sorry. An animal just doesn't have any rights in a court of law. An animal can't fill out. I mean, can't write an affidavit. An animal can't present themselves. They can't speak. But the idea here is to establish that, well, they're just another animal like a human being. A human being is just another animal like a monkey. And once you establish, it's just like everything else we talk about. Once you establish that they can make that determination, well, they can determine, well, in this case here, we're going to treat you like a monkey used to be treated. Now the monkeys are going to be treated better than you. It's kind of like the invasion force into this country. You have no, your common law rights have been completely removed. But we will bring the common law in for these people who have no right to your rights or anything else in this country, and we will give them to them, and then it brings you down, and in the end, we'll take them away from them, but then we've taken away from everybody because they've been lost in the shuffle. A 45-minute hearing before a three-judge panel. I mean, somebody should be taken out and just horsewhipped in the public square for this bullshit. No, you're not going to do this kind of shit. It's like, you know, the transvestite thing. Every time somebody brings this shit up, something like this, if the common law was present, we would have them out in that public square. You know, 25 lashes, you son of a bitch. You need a whipping, is what you need. Before a three-panel judge of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court down there in Fagville, down there in San Francisco, attracted crowds of law students and curious citizens who often burst into laughter. It's not funny. You waiting to see what I'm telling you here. I see what they're doing here. The federal judges also chuckled at times at the monkey, the novelty of the case, which involves a monkey in another country that is unaware of the fuss. So why are they doing this? Go ahead.
Monkey lives matter.
I guess they do. More than you know, man, and they're going to matter. I mean, pretty soon your life ain't going to matter because, well, they reduced you to a monkey and then they changed their mind. If they can endow it upon a monkey, they can remove it from a man. That's what the gist here is. Andrew, it looks like Dewey, attorney for British nature photographer David Slater, said monkey see, monkey sue is not good law under any federal act. And this is how demeaned what used to be the idea of law in this country has become. It's an embarrassment. What kind of court? I mean, respect for any court? I mean, the court was respected because it was the people. And this isn't the people. Naruto is a free living crest, I can't say that goddamn word. I know you guys know what it is. Makai, it's a monkey who snapped perfectly framed selfies in 2011 that would make even the Kardashians proud. People for their ethical treatment of animals sued Slater and the San Francisco-based self-publishing company Blurp, which published a book called Wildlife Personalities, which included the monkey selfies. It sought a court order in 2015 allowing it to administer all the proceeds from the photos taken in a wild reserve in Sulawesi, Indonesia, to benefit the monkey. Slater says the British copyright for the photos obtained by his company, Wildlife Personalities LTD, should be honored. PETA attorney David Schwartz. Oi argued that Naruto was accustomed to cameras and took the selfies when he saw himself in the reflection of the lens. A federal judge ruled against PETA and the monkey last year, saying he lacked the right to sue. Goddamn, your dog could sue you. If you want to remove the law, I mean, first you want to, muddy the waters. Make it unclear what everything is. When it started out crystal clear, the Bill of Rights is very clear. The procedures in the common law are crystal clear. But you muddy it up with bullshit. And then in the same process, you're reducing a man to the level of a goddamn monkey. I'm sorry. A monkey is not a man. A man is not a monkey. Our intelligence puts us above all other creatures on this planet. We can assert ourselves. We can assert our will. We can convey what our will is to one another. And that's what it has to be in law. You can't just have, I found a dog on the side of the road. I'm going to go sue that guy over there because he didn't throw scraps out. Any of this crazy shit. It's all just made to further demean any idea of justice for people. Throughout Wednesday's hearing, Schwartz pushed back, arguing that the case came down to one simple fact. Photographs can be copyrighted, and Naruto is the author. Oh, is he really? Then he can come up and he can describe the settings that he put on the camera, because he is a wildlife photographer, right? He can. I mean, the test here. I mean, it's insane talking about this. I mean, just like the last article. Go ahead.
He's a monkey pimp.
He is a monkey pimp. That's exactly what the bastard is. And I mean, PETA. Well, you know, if they had their way, you know, you couldn't eat a hamburger. But once you got past the point to where they wouldn't have you eating any meat, then it would be the vegetables. Because, you know, a vegetable is going to have a right here before it's all over with. And it's going to come down to, you know, they're going to decide which life gets to continue. And that's really what the final equation is here, people. That's just too bad.
The other day, the leader of KISS, remember that band KISS?
Yeah, Gene Simmons.
He's trying to copyright the hand signal he used to do.
Oh, you're kidding me. He's another Jew.
Ridiculous.
Another Jew.
You know, this copyright thing is ridiculous. It's like they're going to copyright our laws and then say, okay, now your laws only apply as we see them or something stupid like that. I mean, I don't understand.
What they're trying to copyright is...
You got a patent office, now you got the copyright. I mean, what the hell?
They want to...
What does this guy do?
They want to copyright reality as it's unfolding.
And
you can't do it. I mean, I've thought about this many a time. You know, you try that shit with me. You don't own what's happening, man. I'm sorry. You didn't create what I'm looking at. And you, just because you saw it and said it doesn't give you ownership. Sorry.
You know, I understand back in the 1870s when they suspended the constitutions, all the constitutions, but not just the federal. They took the federal and reprinted it, you know, in type, mm-hmm. instead of handwriting, and they copyrighted it.
Uh-huh. Exactly correct. I mean, that's what it's all coming down to. I mean, they cannot. This is how they intend to. I mean, we own this country. This country belongs to the people. But they're good. I mean, that's just it. You know, the ones that copyrighted. I mean, patented the marijuana strains. That was growing wild upon the land. But the pharmaceutical companies went out and patented it. So that they can have control over the use, and only they can make money. Only the patent holder can make money on a patent, but you can't patent reality and life. You just can't do it. You didn't create it.
Yeah, Monsanto and those guys, yeah.
Goddamn right.
Yep. That's nature. You can't do that. Our DNA?
Mm-hmm. They already have copyrighted DNA, my friend.
Yeah, they claim they own it, too.
Yep. They sure.
Yeah, damn.
I put in a patent for wiping your butt, so every time you wipe your butt, you have to pay me a royalty.
Ching, ching. Exactly. I mean, it's bullshit. If you create something, like you create a book or something, if I buy a newspaper, I read that newspaper and I hand it to somebody else to read it. I bought the son of a bitch. It belongs to me. I handed it to them. Oh, no, they would have it. So everybody who reads it has to pay them. That isn't how it works. if I sold the newspaper now, that would be a different story. Because I'd be making money off it. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, if I want to hand something to somebody to read, it's like we do on the site. We want to read articles to each other and talk about them. You know, tough shit. You put it out there. And I paid for the machine to pick it up. Go ahead.
Hey, can I pay you in toilet paper and Monopoly money?
Exactly, man. Speaking of Monopoly money, Visa will give 50 restaurants $10,000 each to upgrade payment tech. Technology if they can ban cash. And I mean, it's all the cash does look like Monopoly money anymore. And there's different, what the hell would you call it? Different, stocks of it that come out and even the 20s look different, but amongst themselves. And, my friend Bill Petter told me, he said, well, you'll know when you're getting close to the end when the money starts changing color. And boy, howdy if it hasn't. And then the total elimination of the money, the funny money, the debt. I mean, it's a fraud anyway. We're going to replace it with a bigger fraud. We're going to charge you to transfer debt is what it comes down to. I mean, where are these credit card companies? Because they're essentially what they're claiming is they're making a currency, a plastic currency that's kind of like Bitcoin. Exists in a cyber world. But I mean, you talk about getting away from the coining of silver and gold as your monetary base. This year, we're down to plastic and numbers, man. And these guys might as well be their own banks, because I guess they can put any numbers in their computers they want. And, hey, you owe them numbers in their computers, and it all comes down to sweat. It all comes down to production, that they do not produce anything but plastic money. Credit card network Visa has an interest. Oh, this is from Consumerist. It was sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye. For discussion, I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Credit card network Visa has an interesting proposal for small food businesses across the country. It will give as many as 50 of them $10,000 each to upgrade their system, especially to accept contactless mobile payments. The catch is that they have to agree not to accept any more cash. And we were talking about this same scenario yesterday when they first came out with those tax forms, the W-4s and the 10 whatever the hell they are, tax forms. Well, they do this, I guarantee you I won't buy a goddamn thing from them. Yeah, I mean, I got the card, but you tell me that you're going to try and force this on me? It just like back then, it should have been, nope, you go out of business. It just like what happened with Target when they decided that they were going to let men into the goddamn women's bathrooms. We'll break your ass. We're not going to do it. And this is some point in the ballgame, we got to start saying no. And shit right here is a good place. You don't accept cash, I don't do business with you. How about that? And not that I like that cash, because I know it's a goddamn fraud. It's like everything else. Trying to talk about it's crazy. Because it shouldn't exist. It can exist. The fact that it does exist shows that the country has been usurped. Certainly, Congress's power to mint money has. You may not have known this, but Visa has declared war on cash. Well, I'd say declare war on Visa. You got a Visa card? Burn, son of a bitch. Go get a card that isn't involved in this. I know, goddamn, that's what they do. The incrementalism. They weaseled into the point to where, you know, to pay your goddamn bills anymore. You gotta have a goddamn bank account. Else you're gonna, you're mailing dollar bills in the mail. And I mean, Jesus, I mean, what do you insure it? I mean, if the payments are so goddamn high for everything, what do you insure your money when you've the insurance company gets the cut? The Jew at the insurance company rather than the Jew that owns the credit card company? At some point in the ballgame, we have to clear the table, people. There are no half measures here. They're in for the long run, and they're in to take it away from us, all of it, and leave us in a ditch with a bullet in our head. And that's the truth. The Wall Street Journal reports that the company's new CEO, Al Kelly, has particular interest in eradicating crash. So some son of a bitch decides he wants to change the monetary system for the country. Now, not that it isn't already operating illegally and outside the Constitution, but I'm a pretty rich son of a bitch. I'm like goddamn Donald Trump. I think we all want to do away with this money. The rest of you frickin' goyim out there, I guess you'll just do what I say if you want to exist, because we've got the chokehold on you. If you want to eat, you'll use our plastic to eat. Hey, man. Like I said, this shit starts stopping when they start finding motherfuckers like this in goddamn dumpsters, people. And in ditches, people. When people start saying, this is the problem. Hey, man, you know I can't go out and start a war, but here, this son of a bitch right here, he is the problem. And it's going to happen. I can see it. I mean, I've thought about it long and hard, and that's what I think we'll see. I think it's probably already going on, and it isn't being reported. Because at some point, this is really kind of a drastic thing, but not really, because it's going at the heart of every damn one of us. But like when somebody takes somebody's kid, or when somebody, one of these dirty deal, a cop beats somebody's pregnant wife. Well, then, we understand there is no law. We understand. We get it. You've convinced us. Now what are we going to do? Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, resist, resist, resist. That is the word from the trenches.